The global communications potential of social media. Libraries as a sales channel more sizable than Amazon. Direct-to-consumer marketing that sells books faster and easier than ever. Such are the pleasures of independent bookselling in 2015. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. The recent PubWest Best Practices Survey asked association members to share details on what works best for them in sales, marketing, and distribution. Respondents also gave vent to the pain of indie publishing, too. Concerns the noise level online overwhelms their messages and their products. Fears of Amazon's near monopolistic power. And central to every house, small or large, the question of the book's relevance in the digital age of smartphones and tablets. And joining us to discuss the results of this recent survey are Kent Watson, who is the executive director of PubWest. Kent, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
And joining Kent is Katie Burke. She's the president of the board of directors of PubWest. Katie, welcome to Beyond the Book as well.
Thank you, Chris. Glad to be here.
We will tell people a little bit more about your backgrounds, the two of you, both, as we say, leaders of PubWest and familiar to its members and to the book publishing world beyond. Kent Watson just celebrated his 25th year in publishing. He's currently executive director of PubWest, whose members include a wide range of small independent presses, university and collegiate presses, and publishing companies with global operations. Most of the members are based in the Western U.S. and Canada, but in fact, they reach across the United States. In addition, Kent is an adjunct professor at Portland State University, teaching bookselling, and he is a book marketing consultant. Katie Burke is the publisher and vice president of Pomegranate Communications, an art book and gift product book publishing company based in Portland, Oregon. As Zoe Burke, she's the author of two Annabelle Starkey mysteries, published by Poison Pen Press, which is, I believe, a PubWest member as well. And she's also written a number of children's pictures books published by Pomegranate. And Kent and Zoe, surveying members of what associations do, they want to understand what the issues are. I know it's particularly important for Kent and for Zoe, both, as you plan the upcoming Passion for Books PubWest conference that takes place in February at the La Fonda on the Plaza in Santa Fe. But Kent, you have had a look at the preliminary results of the survey, and I wonder what stands out for you most, at least on the positive side of things. In some respects, this is a golden age for independent publishing.
Yeah, you know, let me back up just a little bit and talk a little bit about what the idea behind our best practices survey a little bit and explain, if that's okay, Chris.
Absolutely, please.
What we wanted to do, this was actually an idea that was brought up during our board of directors meeting, and what we wanted to do was create almost quick surveys. This is 20 different questions. It's relatively painless to fill out. People can just pretty much take the answers off and off the top of their heads, and then also, you know, speak passionately about items that they want to in a longer form on the survey. So that's really where we wanted to start the process, and we hope to continue these. In fact, one of the things I found the most inspiring is the fact that our last question says, what questions that we didn't ask, and we've got in my mind almost a survey ready to go. For the future. But the things that we're trying to discover are how many titles people are publishing a year, what are the average print runs of things, how are they using social media, those kind of things that are relevant for people and understandable questions that every publisher has.
Right, and the kinds of answers you get to those really basic business practice questions really do run a fairly wide spectrum. It was interesting to me looking at them this isn't surprising. Independent publishers, they obviously don't have the enormous marketing budgets, the enormous sales teams that the Big Five, for example, may have. And so for many of them, it's not just that things are on a different scale, but they really are working if not on a day-to-day basis, but kind of not that much further ahead in the week. I mean, people are really working hard to keep up with all the activities that really go into independent publishing.
I would say that that's true, but also you brought up the New York Big Five. Small to mid-size independent publishers sometimes have, in my mind, a more viable business plan than the big guys do. And even if you're not planning, you're only planning, you know, two seasons ahead or something like that, you're very focused on your list, which is smaller, and you may not have the as many bucks in the bank, but you can use your money wisely and plan to use it, and you're not locked into an sort of overall large-scale plan. You have more flexibility from title to title.
Well, in fact, in one of the questions about advanced planning, it was asking regarding the budget for marketing of each book, and it's an ad hoc approach for one-third of respondents, to your point then, Zoe.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I suppose that is aided today by the kind of immediate input that you can get from all the varieties of social media and perhaps other data that comes from sales channels. It's easier today to kind of move on a dime than it might have been in years past.
I think that's true, but I also think, even putting social media aside, with publishing now everywhere, so much falls on the author to promote their own books. But again, at least at our company, we don't assume that every author is the same and that every author can do everything. And we get to know our authors, and we come up for plans that will work, you know, specifically for them. And I'm not sure how successful the big guys can do that.
Well, it's interesting to compare approaches. And, you know, Kent Watson, I'm sure that people come to you often with the kinds of things we hear about in the New York Times and Publishers Weekly, the stories around Amazon particularly, and its overwhelming power in the marketplace. How do indie publishers, or at least the ones responding to the PubWest survey, feel about Amazon? Are they perhaps as worried about Amazon as some others in the industry are?
You know, to me, Amazon is always an interesting question. And I think from overall what I'm finding from this, let me just see if I can find this the question. But overall, you know, what I'm seeing is most of them think it's another channel. I mean, we as publishers in for small to medium sized publishers, we see them as a viable source of getting books out. You know, they're another portion of the business. Some people think of them as a threat. Some think of them as a huge opportunity. But overall, our findings are, most people are just thinking, hey, this is another channel. They order books. They pay us, and they make very little return. So it's a good thing for us. So that's what we're seeing overall in the types of responses to this particular questionnaire.
Right, and Katie Burke, is it indeed for independent publishers kind of a golden age right now? Amazon, like it or not, isn't going away, but it certainly does provide an opportunity for the indies to reach customers that they never would have had an opportunity to reach in the past.
Well, I don't disagree with that. However, I'm not sure this is the golden age. I've been in publishing for a long time, and it used to be that there were bookstores everywhere. And there aren't anymore. And I kind of liked that world better, but I'm an old fogey, you know. So, but Amazon, it's a tricky question. There are some people, as Kent said, who are very worried about them monopolizing the industry, and there are others who think, you know, this is the best customer I have. I mean, Amazon is the best customer a lot of small publishers have. I just think that it can't just be about Amazon. You know, we really need to support the community store and the community experience.
Well, indeed, but the survey too addresses questions regarding direct sales and direct to consumer, and those are both really healthy environments for independent publishing, in particular because a sale is a sale. There, in the traditional bookstore world, there's the threat of returns, and so I would imagine for many indie publishers, those kind of outside the traditional channel opportunities are increasingly important.
Absolutely. And there was a question on the survey about that, you know, which sales channels show the most growth potential for you? And it was the answer that came out on top was non-traditional sales. That even beat trade and it beat direct to consumer. So I think the non-traditional sales speaks to how many non-bookstores are carrying books now.
Well, our Beyond the Book colleague, Andrew Albanese of Publishers Weekly, is often touting the great importance to the business of the libraries. The libraries as in fact, a kind of sales channel in itself. And I noted that the survey here picks up on that point. A number of respondents really identify the library market specifically as one that's very important to them as indie publishers. Katie, tell us about that. For an independent publisher, is the library market more important than ever?
I think so, and I think some publishers are extremely successful at getting their books into libraries. Pomegranate is just starting to research that and try to get our foot in the door a little better. I know as an author, my mysteries at Poison Pen Press, they do so well with first-run hardcover books, just spreading them in libraries all over the country, and it was a great way for me to debut my first book. So I don't know, Kent, do you have more experience with library sales?
You know, I'm gonna reference my own library here in the town I live in Oregon, like Oswego Public Library. You know, I have a four-year-old daughter. We go there every Tuesday. We basically get 80 books and CDs and DVDs a week. We fill our allotted amount every single week. The great thing and why I'm referencing them is they operate this library like a bookstore. As you walk in, front list fiction and nonfiction are right in front of you. There's new videos. There's so much to grab and take home. The circulation rates at the library here in town are the largest circulation rates in the state. I mean, they just operate so well. And in turn, it helps us publishers at the same time when we get books in, they see those circulation rates go up. They're always trying to add new books and they're also shuffling through and shelving outside in different spots in the library on backlist books. So, yeah, I mean, it's hugely important. I know that, you know, most of our larger publishers with PubWest, you know, utilize distribution companies, and those distribution companies have done really well in getting our books into libraries. It's a huge business, whether it's an academic or a public or, you know, other types of law libraries, you know, all sorts of different areas. So, yeah, it's incredibly important and an incredibly interesting business to be in.
Well, PubWest members really were, I think, judging from looking at the survey, enthusiastic about offering their thoughts on their business practices. And another way they do that is they get together every year for the PubWest conference. And I suppose, Kent, you are drawing on this survey to think about conferences in the future and trying to stay with your members and be sure you're covering the kinds of issues they're most concerned about. And you've been doing that recently for the next conference coming up in February, A Passion for Books.
Yeah, well, we'll be in Santa Fe, like you said, at February 4th through 6th. The conference runs 2.5 days. I mean, we're running everything from intensive programs on Thursday to specific discipline-driven programming on Friday to cross-training and what we call Renaissance sessions on Saturday. But, you know, what we really try to do with the conference is provide something for every small, medium-sized publisher. Often it's fun because we often get complaints because people are like, you know, I want to go to everything, but I can't go to everything because, you know, things are so wonderful at the conference. We get great feedback, and we really try each year to make every conference better and better. And we're putting together a fantastic one this year with unbelievable speakers. And in fact, some of the things that we've hit on with the survey, going back to that, where we're talking about differences in how people operate for their jobs. We're talking about a session called Know Me and Team, where everybody at a small to medium-sized publisher, you may be responsible for everything from acquisitions to the last sale, or you may be part of a certain part of a discipline at a publishing company, but you still have to be involved in every aspect that you can, you know, through the sales and marketing, publicity, that sort of thing. So, you know, we're putting together all the programming, and I would encourage people, if you're interested, to go to pubwest.org and click on the conference site and review the materials up there and come see us or email me or call me and let me answer some questions for you.
All right. Well, Katie Burke, last word on that. A conference like PubWest, it's really about sharing information. And it seems to me that independent publishers probably view themselves maybe more as colleagues than as competitors.
Absolutely. And what Kent has heard me say many times is I'm not a joiner. I'm just not a joiner. And I had a staff member go to PubWest one year and came back and raved about it. And the next conference happened to be in Santa Fe. And I thought, well, I like Santa Fe. I'll go. And I just was completely hooked. And of course, now they roped me into being on the board of directors. But I enjoy the organization so much because it is about it's a friendly, collegiate, sharing ideas atmosphere. A lot of smart people, a lot of passionate publishers. It's not competitive. It's how can we talk about the industry and help each other out? And I always come back from it invigorated.
Well, Katie Burke, president of the board of directors of PubWest, thank you for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Thank you so much, Chris.
And Kent Watson, executive director of PubWest, a pleasure having you on the show as well.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. And I want to do a plug for you because I appreciate everything you help with the association. In fact, you'll be moderating a couple sessions at the conference. So I just want to thank you for everything.
Well, we look forward to seeing people there coming in February to Santa Fe. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.